Friends, hurry up and turn within. There is no time to waste. One day soon, they will dress you up and leave you with the dead. Have you forgotten your promise to yourself? You have become so involved in other people's ideas that you are neglecting, forgetting your own. Childhood is lost in play, youth spent dreaming, then seeing old age approaching, we look in the mirror and weep. Our hearts keep reminding us, but we keep putting it off. And then the opportunity passes. And again we regret. Better than to turn within while you can. When you remember, find the living master now, your heart will light up, you will realize, and your heart will shine at what he has to give you. Wake up quick, there is no time to waste. This necklace of your breaths is slipping away, bead by bead. Wake up quick. Nicholas, it's okay. It's good, no? Ah, it's good. Be happy. Always when you see, then you become happy. If you follow your insight, no? If you follow your realization, then it's a relief. This is the true sign. Dear Master, can you please say something about the link between meditation and courage? Courage in meditation. Courage to live a life in meditation. I missed you speaking about this the last satsangs in Brazil. Also, I like to share that Brazil was a positive shift for me. For a month after the retreat, I was untouched by the outer world and still very present. Problems at work or at home didn't stick to me like glue, like normally it does. It all just slipped off. So sweet. Now it's very easy to be here in Dharma Mountain. And also easy to leave on Sunday. Easy because I'm at your feet. Love, Dhyan Himat. Very good. Can you please say something about the link between meditation and courage, courage in meditation, courage to live a life in meditation. When I say you have to be courageous, it's because it's risky. Because you have to trust yourself. And you don't know who you are. This is the risk. Maybe you think you know who you are when you come. But the deeper you go, the more you realize you don't know. So this is the courage. You have to face the unknown. You have to go into the uncharted. And if you are not courageous, you will not do that. And this is what one of the things the Master gives you is this courage, this trust, this temptation to go into the unknown, which is yourself. So that is the courage. And to stand up for that, the more and more it gets integrated in you, you have to stand up for it. You have to live it also in the outside. In the beginning, it's just a secret in you. You have just touched something. A different world. A silence. A centering. And it's so beautiful, but it's deep inside. You haven't showed it to the outside. And that is difficult when it's not integrated. That's why you have to go deeper, meditate, become steady. Becoming an integrated human being. Then this will more and more transform also out to the outer world. And only then will you be in harmony. Because you are standing up now for your own realization. In the inner, in the real. Before you didn't know who you were. And that's why you were such a mess. You thought you had to act all these things to fit into the society, to care about what people said. And you listened to any idiot because you had no awareness yourself. Now, when you get more steady in yourself, when you taste it, then you are not so polluted by the outside. And that is what you say. It was a positive shift for me after Basile. For a month after the retreat, I was untouched by the outer world and still very present. That's exactly what meditation is. You can do anything. It's not that you don't do anything. You just have this centering in you. And then whatever you do becomes so much more beautiful because you are present in what you do. And you can bring that into anything. You just bring more presence, more awareness into it. And then it becomes more beautiful, more creative. Whatever it is. If that is an artist, or if this is a shopkeeper, or if it's a gardener, or if it's a bus driver, or if it's anything a meditator is doing will take a different flavor because it becomes more real. So this is the courage, just to be yourself more and more. In the beginning you don't know, so more and more you become real, everything will change. And if you don't like what you do, then you also have the courage to stop that, to change that. But that is totally individual. Maybe you have gone into some profession because of your parents or somebody else or some idea. And when you start coming more back to yourself, when you realize a different world and becoming more truthful to yourself and listening to that truth, then maybe this is not what I want to do. Then again is the courage to face that. But nothing is needed. You can do anything because it has nothing to do with the outside as such. If it's not too troublesome for you. And in a way, the more difficult and the more you are in society, and you are involved, Himat, the more you can give, the more you can share, the more you can remind people that there is some different way. And then maybe some people will be attracted to you. What is happening with this man? And then again, it is to be truthful. If they have eyes and ears that they want to listen, then you have to be courageous enough, again, courage, to say your truth. I found this because I found this crazy guy. And I started meditating. Again, it's totally unheard of. So everything, if you are real, you have to become more and more courageous. Kabir said, on the path of love, two will never fit. Two will never fit. It's so narrow. You have to lose yourself. You have to walk as one, undivided, centered, true. You can't have any lies. And most people, they are not two, they are hundreds. Totally split, divided, a big mess. So you have to, so that is what the homework is, slowly, slowly dropping all these ideas of who you are and come back to the real. And that's when you touch that, then you feel untouched by the outer world and still very present. That's exactly how it is. This lasted for a month. Now you know it's possible. Next time, 2 months, 3 months. Before you, if you take care of it, it will be integrated in you. Why not all the time? That is a symbol in the East of the lotus, which is a symbol of enlightenment or a sannyasin, or a meditator. The lotus comes from the mud. That is how we come. You come from the unconscious. You have been lost. Then it comes up through the water from the mud. Above the surface. And it hangs like it doesn't touch even the surface. It sticks out of the water. So you're in the water, but you are untouched. You are in the world, but you are untouched. And still very present. Still very involved. You're doing your work. But you don't get caught up in all the dramas. And that is what the world needs. You're doing your work as beautiful, as consciously as you can, as creative as you can. But you don't get lost in all the dramas. And you don't get lost in your own mind games either, which takes you all your energy away from you. And problems at work or at home didn't stick to me like glue. It just slipped off. Sweet. This is the sweet taste, Himat. It's really sweet. And now you know it's possible. And the more I get integrated and the more you stand up for this side of yourself, the more you will live it. This is the courage, and it's risky because you don't know. In the beginning, you don't know. That's why trust is so necessary. And another thing, people are enjoying only when they are with people. They have to go to the pub, they have to go to the party, they have to go anything. They get very restless alone. But when you start coming back to yourself and finding your own simple joys of just being present, of meditation, then you also become untouched at that. You don't need to leak out. You are enjoying yourself. And that is almost unheard of. People have forgotten their own company. All this takes courage, because you have to focus, you have to come back to yourself, and you don't know. It should be the simplest thing in the world, but nobody is teaching it. No family, no teacher, no university, no school, no society. They are teaching more to get lost outside, to become something. And not only become something or someone, but to step on others to get there. That is not graceful. That is not compassionate. That is not loving. So the courage is to go from the outer, which everybody, the masses, are living in action. That's why they are so identified to doing. They are lost in doing. They have forgotten about the deeper layers. And no, it's never been as crazy as it is now. No, it has to happen something all the time. If you see a movie from the past, let's say a Walt Disney movie even, a nice cartoon, Bambi. So nice. So quiet. If you see a cartoon now from 2013, it's just explosions and big bangs and colors. It goes so quick because the mind of the children already is so much more hyper. They are so hyper that now they start even giving tranquilizers to the children. And they are wondering why. Look at anything you are doing that you are feeding, the speed. Even the cartoons, even the music, everything is hyperactive, speedy, restless. And the children get like that from the very beginning. It's never been like that before in the whole human history. It's not that the children is different, but they are not taken care of. They don't come into a quiet world, a gentle world. In the more primitive societies and in the countryside, everything is like it always has been, but not in the so-called civilization. What kind of civilization is that? Where even 5-year-old children has to go and tranquilize us. It's mad. Because they have forgotten totally about peace, about relaxation, about meditation, about being centered. So they get totally identified. And of course the child gets totally identified. Because he has no idea who he is. He's just his senses. But now you see, now you have gotten a glimpse of it, and out of that consciousness you will see more and more things very clearly. Everything's falling into place. Because your own intelligence, your own consciousness knows everything. So first it is from this action, this totally panically stressful society where everything is happening so fast. Then you have to start coming back more into your mind, feeling, what am I doing? Many people, they never ask themselves. They are totally involved in the action. They never come to that question, is this real? Is this good for me? They are just in the whirlwind. That is the most unconscious, the most lost. Even if you say something to them, they don't want to hear, because they enjoy the whirlwind. This is how it is. This is how everybody does. What could I do without all these gadgets, without this speed? Then deeper than the actions is the mind. Then you have to use the mind to start questioning. That is the first step. Then you start coming closer. Contemplating, is this right? Something feels a bit wrong here. Something is fishy. It shouldn't be like that. Then deeper than the mind, the feelings, the emotions, which very few people come into to really feel, because then they feel that they are totally a mess. They have to sort it out, because so much hurt, so much pain from all this unconsciousness that you have been taking in your whole life. So that has to be unburdened then. Then deeper than that, the physical, the actions, the movement, the mind, the emotions, the feelings, you have your being. But for it reach to the being, all these outer circles has to be in harmony. And that is what meditation does. That's what happened to you in Brazil. You were away from everything. You were in the right place. You became intimate with me. You trusted something. You tasted something. Then you can carry that with you because it's in you. But ordinary is a miracle. It's almost unheard of that people can touch it. This is the proof. But all these outer layers has to be in balance. Then it opens up. So everything that you do, whatever it is, of techniques of meditation, of yoga, of therapy, is just all preparation to become harmonious. And then when you're in balance, when you're harmonious, then automatically you can sink in to your silent center, which is always untouched. This the West have totally forgotten. You having a diamond in your hand when you find it. There's a very famous story, and it's a book also. It was a German who was interested in Japan and archery. In Japan they call it Kyudo. And it's a very meditative art of shooting the bow and arrow. Like Zen has many, many different arts, very ordinary in the eyes of the West, but they have made it so beautiful. How have they made it so beautiful? Because they are totally in it. And that changed everything. They are totally in the moment, in the action. So they can be shooting the bow and arrow, it can be flower arrangement, it can do painting, it can be gardening, it can do making food, it can be anything. Because meditation goes in anything, because it's happening now. It's just that your awareness is in what you're doing. Then the whole quality changes. So this man, coming from the West, being a German, of course he has a very hard time, because no patience. And this master was showing him, like all the old masters are, you have to practice very long time. And everybody who is restless, they want a quick fix. And maybe for the first 2 months, all you have to do is just lift the bow in the right way. Then you can imagine the Western mind is going crazy. I'm coming here, that we shoot bow and arrow all the time in the West, and you are just lifted together with your in-breath like that. No, no, that's not right. You almost go crazy. And then one day he said, no, you can take the arrow also. Put the arrow on the string. No, no, not like that. Then another month goes like that. And then your posture, and then your breathing in your hara, and then your whole energy. Everything the master is seeing is this. No, it doesn't mean that it's only the form. It's not so easy. If you have really a master, you cannot trick him, because you can have the form. If you don't have the energy, if you don't have the right chi, it doesn't work. So he transformed this man by being there. And he wrote a book about this whole thing. And then one time it was an earthquake. In Japan there are many earthquakes. And he was visiting the master and they were just going to have tea. And he came in the room and it started becoming an earthquake. And so much that things fall down. And he ran out, totally freaked out. Then afterwards, because normally just a few seconds, 10, 20, 30 seconds, then he came back and the master was sitting in the same spot. And he said, it was an earthquake. It was an earthquake, yeah, but I was having tea. What to do if it's an earthquake? If you're supposed to die now, what? Isn't it better to die relaxed having a cup of tea than to run in panic? That's the acceptance. Then another big insight. Oh my God, it's a totally different way of living. I have no idea. This is how by just watching the master, you will see a totally different reality. You did good. No, it's very easy to be here in Dharma Mountain. And it's also easy to leave on Sunday. Easy because I'm at your feet. That's how it should be. It's easy. And it's great. And life takes care of itself. You just go with it. Don't resist and everything is easy. And I'm telling you, easy is right. If you are easy. And if you understand the easy. If you are difficult and not understanding the easy, then life is difficult. Not much fuss about it. Not difficult. Don't need to study difficult scriptures and all dusty books to find that out. It's just like that. Then it's easy. Just relax. Go with the flow. Let go. That is the key. Accept things as they are. Don't fight it. deluded mind, be conscious of how much you load upon yourself. Stay light, don't overload yourself, or your neck might break. If you are hungry, eat now. Ahead there is no food, nor food shops. If you are thirsty, drink now. Further on, the lands may be waterless. Says Kabir, don't become a victim of unconsciousness. All the mystics go on reminding us, wake up, be aware of the mind. O you deluded mind, be conscious of how much load upon yourself. Everybody is loading and filling themselves up with too much garbage, unnecessary things. And you feel heavy, you feel confused, you feel restless. You feel nauseating. Change this deluded mind with awareness, with consciousness. That only you can do. You can do a turnaround. If you don't have any consciousness, any awareness, then the mind will just run like a wild horse anywhere. You have to tame yourself. You have to tame the mind. You have to see it. Then it will work for your gain. Then you becoming the master of it. It can't trick you. You become centered. Stay light. Don't overload yourself or your neck might break. Stay light. Stay empty. Don't fill yourself up. Be careful with what you take in. Go on emptying yourself. Stay light. If you are hungry, eat now. Ahead there is no food, no food shops. Now is the time. If you listen, use the opportunity. It's easy to miss. Eat now, when it's available. If you are thirsty, drink now. Further on, the lands are waterless. Says Kabir, don't become a victim of unconsciousness. Everybody is a victim of unconsciousness. And if you don't rebel against this unconsciousness, it will go on. You have to have an inner revolution, an inner rebellion. You have to see the situation and feel, no, it's enough. And start cleaning the house. Where's Myra? My beloved, it's very beautiful, this new world that is opening up for me. It is very beautiful, no? You didn't see it before? Where have you been? It's hard, no? That's how it is. The whole life you can be busy, no? Because we look at other things. Just like I said, all these things that is happening. And it's so entertaining, it's so interesting. That's my whole work, to make you stop and open up this new world. Then you will see, so beautiful. That's the easiest way, it's the easiest techniques, the easiest sadhana, because then it just falls away by itself. You have found something, you have seen something more beautiful. If you don't know about beauty, you can get lost in any ugly thing. But if you know about beauty, it just disappears by itself. It is really very new for me to be able to be like this, in silence. I know, it's almost a miracle. And special for the Brazilians. But I have seen miracle happen so much now. It's so many restless Brazilians around me that no, it's just like Buddhas. They just sit so quietly and so relaxed. What has happened? It is very new for me to be able to be like this in silence. I made the best friend of the river. It embraces me, gives me peace. I lay down by the rock and I only relax, listening to the sounds of nature, feeling the wind on my skin. But then my mind starts interrupting and bring up the practical things that I need to change. Then I need to start thinking about. But it's so annoying and it's so much better to just relax. So I stop paying attention to it and I come back to my peace. Beloved, how is my childhood in silence going? Could you help me to enjoy it better so that I may be more total? You are doing good, just you have to help yourself. Just like this. Take no notice because the mind will come because it's been harassing you for so long. So it will take time for it to slow down. Be prepared of the mind will try to disturb you. But again and again come back to the moment. That is the technique. And that's why the nature, the river, can be so helpful. Because you feel it, you sense it. Everything disappeared. You just hear the sound of the river going. And the grass where you're laying, or the warm rock you are sitting. This is what you have to come back to. And just feel it's a beautiful day, and I'm here, and I'm grateful. And the more like that you come back to yourself, the more intelligent, and the more centered, and the more conscious you are. And the more ready you are to deal with anything that might come up in your life. You don't need to think about it now. So that is the whole practice, and that is the practice for everybody. Just when you first come across silence and you say you relax so beautifully, just listening to the sound and the wind on your skin, that is the thing. Come back to that always. And also when you're sitting on the plane, when you're sitting waiting at the doctor and the bus, come back to yourself, feeling your breath, relax. Because again and again, you will disappear from yourself. You will forget yourself. You have to remind yourself. It's not easy because it's new. But if you love this beautiful new world, then you will take care of it. Thank you very much. All my love, Myra. Then you wrote again now. No, it's a few days later, no? After this, new beautiful world, 5 days later you write, my beloved, I have surrendered to God. I have surrendered to love. I have surrendered to myself. I have surrendered to you. On that, it's all the same. I want to go deeper and deeper. I want to learn how to fly. Please allow me to be your sannyasin. All my heart and gratitude, Myra. A sannyasin is one who surrenders to God, to love, to yourself, to me. That is a sannyasin. And who wants to fly. Let's not forget that. Who wants to fly. That I like, because that is very dangerous. You have to be very courageous. And especially when you're not used to flying. That's why awareness is needed. Iron Man doesn't have much awareness at all. And Mighty and Myra? What's happening? Huh? How did you end up here, Mighty? Yeah? And what do you have to say now then? How is it for you? It was good that she got you here? Huh? You had no idea, no? But you listened to her. She had felt something, no? Mm-hmm. No, you have felt something? Mm-hmm. What you felt? Huh? It's difficult to talk about, no? But this is the thing, it's beyond any words. No, you understand now. Hmm? She loved you, she wanted to share that. No, you had to come. No, you know. Dear, dear Swa, everything you say is so true to my heart. Everything you are is a home to my soul. There is no way back. I wish with all my life to be your sannyasin. All my love, mighty. That's good. Have you wished anything with all your life before?
No.
This is the thing, when you wish something with all your life, that is totality. Hmm? That I like that. I like totality. I understand this. Totality. Silence. Untouched. Love. God. This is the language I understand. I'm very happy now. P.S. Me and my sister have come a long journey, and it's so good to be true that it's too good to be true that we are together in this sacred place, sharing all this love. Thank you, thank you. It's too good, but you better believe it, it's happening. Very nice. There is Babaji. Yes, yesterday your pub was wide open. Big cups of intoxicating silence, almost unavailable, unavoidable. So grateful to be here again. In silent, soaring service. Akash. This open Akash. Get intoxicated. Like Kabir said, it might be a dry land ahead. Drink. The pub is open. Even if you sit in the corner and you don't know, I don't know, I don't drink alcohol. That's I corrupt everybody. It will seep in because it's dripping from the roof everywhere. That's what Kabir was saying. If you are thirsty, drink now. Further on, the lands are waterless. Don't become a victim of unconsciousness. Drink now. Open up now. Rip your chest open now. That's the feeling of Hanuman. I have nothing to hide. My heart has fallen in love with this sacred heart. The happiness that is within cannot be found in riches. Learn from the Master. Simplicity is the best. We live in a universe of blessings. Every wish is already granted. Stay true, true to life, and witness life's blessing. This body, after all, is destined to ashes. Don't get lost in the material world. You will find the secret, the treasure, by letting go, by surrender. But even these words, your mind, your heart, your soul has to be prepared to understand. Ordinary people don't understand about treasure, about letting go, about surrender. Is way beyond them. The heart, the mind, your being has to be prepared. You have to have a taste, otherwise you have no idea. Beloved Master, I have so much worry, fear, doubt and guilt that it cannot be mine, all of it. Where did it all come from? Now I want to get rid of it. I want to replace it with something positive. And for the first time in my life, I feel something that I want, something real, to get out of this darkness and into the light. What else is there? before I leave this earth again. Asking for sannyas feels just like the right thing now. I want to take the first step, to say the first yes. I want to live love and find peace. Love, Nicholas. I've been waiting for you, Nicholas. But what can I do? It has to come to this, that your own realization, your own understanding, that enough is enough. That's what I say all the time. Isn't enough enough? Or you want to go and suffer more? You had suffered enough. I have so much worry, fear, doubt, and guilt that it cannot be mine, all of it. No, it's not. Get it out. Boof! It's not mine. So where did it all come from? It came from the outside. And you being sensitive, open, you soak it up. And from very childhood, this goes on. And you have to come to the realization, I don't want this, this is not mine. Enough of this. What is you going to do in this life with all this worry, fear, doubt, and guilt? No fun. No fun. Get it out. No, I want to get rid of it. I want to replace it with something positive. Yes. And that is the first step, to change the negative into the positive. But you have to understand this. Everyone has to understand it. And only then can it happen. Because you have to do it consciously. You have to work on it. It's not like you just think, I want to change the negative into the positive. No, it was one. Do like that. You have to work for it. You have to be worthy of it. You have to be strong enough to kick out all these worries, fear, doubt, and guilt. Kick them out. Enough. I don't want your company anymore. I want positive. I want happy now. I have found new friends. Can't we just be friends? Nicholas? Huh? I'm your new friend. Why are you going? I don't want to hang out with these people, okay? If you want to be with me, you have to change. Get them out. Okay? Deal? And it will be easy because you're seeing it now. For the first time in my life, I feel something that I want, something real. Yeah, you can only feel that when it comes from the real. That's why you haven't really stood up for it before. You can't stand up for the real if it's just intellectual, if it's just from the mind. It has to come from the real. It has to come from your heart. And when it comes from there, then you feel it. And that is the new dawn. No, something is waking up. You had enough. For the first time in my life, I feel something that I want, something real. Yes. Go for it. Go for the real. I will support you. I will be happy. To get out of the darkness and into the light. What else is there before I leave this earth again? What else there is? There is so much worry, fear, doubt, and guilt. That is the other side. And that's where most of the masses is living. Where you have been. You know it now. Luckily, you have seen something new. So this is the choice. And what is that a difficult choice? No, if you see it, it's not. What else is there? Is all the dramas, all the trips, all the worries, all the stress, all the guilt, all the fear, all that is the other side, that is the mind. Otherwise, it can be a life in peace, in consciousness. What else is there before I leave this earth again? That's why you are here. And that's why I support it so strongly, because I know that is why you are here. That's why everybody is here. But very few come to that conclusion. No, it's enough. No, I want to be free. And this is what it does to your whole being, to your body. It is a new energy coming into it, because from the first time you're becoming real, you want to be real now. Then all that is real will support you. Otherwise, only the lies, only the false, only the darkness will support you. And that does not feel good. This feels so good that you can't even believe it's happening. That is the real. It's a relief. Asking for sannyas feels like the right thing now. I want to take the first step. To say the first yes. I want to live, love and find peace. Love, Nicholas. Good, Nicholas. No, I've got one more I can relax with. No, you are... Okay. No, the fun start, Nicholas, okay? Only when you have enough of being false, then you can say, no, I want to be real now. How good does that feel, no? I don't want to be false now. I don't want to be guilty. I don't be full of fear. I want to be real. You should feel that in your heart, in your guts. Then it changes everything. May everyone have the courage to be real, be free, be happy. Aum Shanti. Now the whole existence will support you.